And our guest this morning is Deputy Premier Jeremy Rockliffe. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Darren, and good morning to your listeners.
So, Will's out of the country, so you're running the show at the moment.
Yes, I'm on the head honcho at the moment, Darren. Yes, absolutely. Acting Premier.
I'd imagine it'd be just one phone call followed by a meeting, followed by another phone call, followed by an interview. It'd be non-stop.
It is intense, but great.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, I wanted to talk about the extra 50 grand that you've put into the Rural Relief Fund appeal. So yes, that's going to help out some farmers in particular along the northwest coast.
Look, it will, and it's managed by the non-for-profit organisation Rural Business Tasmania, which has been very active this year, particularly the Rural Relief Fund. Unfortunately, Darren, I have to say, I mean, at the beginning of the year in January, we're in the depth of despair because of the drought, and we supported the Rural Relief Fund to the tune of $110,000 back then. The floods hit in June, and we supported again with $25,000 to build that fund up. And yes, we've donated another $50,000 from the government to support those farming families in need that are doing it very tough at the moment as a result of what is an horrendous 2016 for many primary producers right across Tasmania.
Yeah. So I believe it's $2,500 available for each farmer?
That's right. It's $2,500 grant to families, and you know, they can use that to bring in some feed for their stock, for example, or some supplies that is needed to run the household, which are, you know, in some circumstances, it's very difficult.
The community of La Trobe in particular, which was heavily hit by the flood, towns seem to be back on track now. I was there the other weekend and the town's looking great and all the businesses are open now, so it's on the mend.
Yeah, it is, and I'd appreciate that visit from you, Darren. They actually were quite devastated as a community, and visited some residents that their homes were flooded out shortly after the floods. You just have to walk around the town, the bottom end there, and of course just out across the bridge and see the devastation around the roads and the bridges and the farmland. So it's a community that's been hit very hard. It's had very good leadership, though, from the council and the mayor, Peter Freshney. I was pleased to catch up with Peter Dexman's Hall of Fame on Saturday when the La Trobe Council very generously put on a function for those volunteers that supported victims through the floods, the victims themselves, of course, and those SES personnel who did such a wonderful job. So there was a lot of people there, a great community spirit, and yes, La Trobe is recovering, but it'll take some time, and that's why we need to, as a community, support a broader community, support those people that are now in need. And while the grants that we've spoken about, Darren, are available, of course, there are many financial assistance packages available that would be for particular people's needs. And I can just point people to the recovery section of the TAS Alert website and the Flood Recovery Task Force number, which is 1800 567 567, if they require any assistance at all.
1800 567 567, TAS Alert's website.
Yes, that's it.
And do people apply for those grants through that website or...?
Look, that's my understanding. You can either online or you can contact someone that will come and visit you and support you and to see what exactly your needs are.
Okay. Right, so 2.5 grand for each farming family available there. That's very good.